What is up, everybody? Happy Sunday. I wanted to share something cool that happened the other day. I call it lion mode activated. It was, I'm going to share it because I think there's good lessons for you as well. So I was at Funnel Hacking Live, which is this massive conference from ClickFunnels in Orlando. I was down there and I was at the gym and there's this stuff going on with some people on the team, some ladies, and like I had a moment while I was doing my PAFI where I was just like, fuck these like women, like all the drama, all the stuff, and it just seems like so much drama. And before you get offended about me being like, oh, these drama queens, drama women, yes, like, you know, I have lots of women on my team. I love having the women on my team. It's great. Also, sometimes we men, we're like, oh, fuck, like women, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure some women are like, oh, fuck the men, blah, 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 right? Like, men are like this, men are like that. So let's not get bogged down in shit like that. So point was, I just felt like this was enough. Like, some boundaries of mine had been violated. I'm like, I'm tired of being, you know, stepped all over. I'm like, I'm done with the shit. Like, let's, like, set some fucking boundaries here and get some shit in order. And so while I was working out, I just noticed this thing rise within me inside of my belly. I was like, and I went into it. I did the PAFI and I did like, and I went into that energy. And I was like, holy fuck, what is this? What is this energy? And it's really interesting. I've known for a while that there is something here. There's some inner fire, inner drive, inner determination, inner, like, some power that was stuck inside me, that was, you know, hidden under layers of, I guess, fear, old patterns, habits, feeling wrong, like, whatever that is. And it unleashed. And it's an amazing feeling, and I've been able to stay with that energy since. I call it lion mode activated. And it's such a powerful thing when you realize that there's a whole other level, a whole other gear inside of you. And I'm sure there are many more for me to discover over time, but we don't know ourselves, right? We don't know ourselves. There's a version of you that is waiting to be unleashed, and that will only really be unleashed or unveiled when you're challenged in a way, when it's kind of forced out of you, because there's a reason why you've learned to stuff it down, to not have that express, have that come out. So I'm really grateful that everything that happened, and it wasn't as bad, as dramatic as it seemed. It was just like, in the moment, I was like, fuck this shit, right? And that's good. That's good, because it made me go, enough is enough. Like, let's get this done. Let's close these loops. Let's close these holes, these leaks. I've had it with this. And that's a good place to be. And for me, it's very much connected with anger, because I think what happens, so if we go back over time, right? I think part of what happened for me was, at a young age, I came into this world, I'm an Aries, I came in with this like fire and power and drive and all of it, and then it was like, slam, shut down, slam, shut down, slam, shut down. Not that, right? We don't want that here. I'm the boss, I'm your father, I'm stronger than you, shut the fuck up, right? That was, I don't know what actually happened. I was a kid, I was a baby, I think an infant, right? But that's how it's layered inside of me. I'm not blaming, criticizing anyone. I'm just saying that's been my journey. That's how that landed in me. It's like, oh no, power's bad. And then on top of that, I had a, in my mind, I associated my dad. I love my dad. My dad's fucking amazing. He's an incredible man. He's given me everything. I am internally grateful for him. And as part of the journey of living life, right, shit happens, and then we internalize it and we make it mean certain things. And the way I think about these things is that dad and I and mom and my brother and like my friends and all these ladies in this situation that I was just talking about and all these people, like we're all hanging out all at the up at the Sky Bar, right? This is where we're in, we're not in body, we're just pure, you know, individuated souls that are on this like journey beyond space and time, all that stuff. And then we're like, hey, let's go to planet Earth and play a round of like life, of Earth life, and see what that would be like, right? And then we are like, all right, let's do it. We want to have an experience, just like you go to the movie theater, right? It's like, hey, I want to watch a movie. I want to see a good story. I want to have a fun experience and maybe learn something in the process. Like, let's go. Let's do it. Let's buy a ticket to the Planet Earth movie. So we go here, and then it's like, okay, all right, before we go, like, let's just get, like, you're going to play the role of, like, you know, Calvin, and you're going to play the role of, like, his dad, and you're going to play the role, like, okay, yeah, let's do that. We'll play, that's how we're going to do it. And then we come to Earth, and then we play all these roles, and that's how it comes out, right? So it's all happening for you. Like, for me, this happened for me so that I could... eventually, I could learn what it's like to suppress your power, and then I could learn the process of unlocking that power inside, and then I can share it with other people to inspire them to do the same, right? So that's how all shit works. But so for me as a kid, I think early on, I learned that that's not like, you know, don't be powerful here, I'll show you who's the boss. And then also, my experience was that the power that was used on me felt very... hurtful. Like I was someone who always internalized things like, oh, I'm wrong, I'm bad, like you're hurting me. Like I was like very, very much in that was my, I wasn't the one who was like, oh, you said, like, I'm gonna fucking rise up to it. No, I was like, I just withdrew and like I just into my little cave and my little inner life and inner world and my old, like, all that. And so it's been a journey of pulling that out. And so when there's a trespass, when you feel like your boundary is violated in some way, that internalizes as anger. There's an anger there, at, like anger is about trespass. And because that was my experience, I was constantly being trespassed upon, then there's anger there. And then what happens, of course, is then now that anger, that buried anger gets tied in with the power that I have inside, and this, it becomes this like power anger mesh. And so then what happens is I'm suppressing it, all of a sudden it's too much, and then like rah, burst out in some like rage fit. And then of course everybody's like, dude, like, oh, it's too much. And then I'm like, shit, like everybody's like, now it becomes about like me harming them and like blah, blah, blah. Like I'm like, I was the one that was violated first, or I let myself be violated, and this was my reaction to it. But now my reaction becomes all about me, you know, harming other people. And then like it ends up in this like terrible situation where I feel violated, violated, violated. And whenever I speak up about it, I'm just now violating other people. So it's like either I'm like bad for violating people, or I just have to suck it up and be violated all the time. So that's been part of the journey for me to figure out. And again, the anger is such a useful tool when you're able to get the anger out in a healthy way and express it, not at people, right? I wasn't making it about these people. I was using that situation to call forth something inside of me, and that's freaking powerful. And so I think we all have that experience. Well, let me see. I just wanted to check if there's something else I wanted to say there. I felt like there's something else. Yeah, so anger is something that really frightens a lot of people. Anger, or like, yeah, I don't have anything to do with anger. Anger is great. I had my first experience with this in 2010. I was at a workshop, and they did this anger release exercise, and it was fucking incredible. It was amazing. It's been like 10 minutes. We're blindfolded, sitting on a chair, lots of space around us so we wouldn't hurt anyone else. And then played like thunderous sounds and music and whatnot. And this person was like, think about everybody who violated you, who hurt you in school, your parents, like growing up, like whatever it was, anything. Like, and I got like all riled up. And then we were like just breathing this intense, like dynamic meditation breathing technique. And then finally they were like, okay, unleash. And I was just like, rah! Like I unleashed in a way that I like found a voice that I never knew I had. There's so much there. And it felt amazing and alive, like so incredible. It's an incredible experience. Like, I'd love to have that experience again. It was amazing. But that was the first time that I got in touch with that anger inside. And I think anger to me is incredibly helpful. It's an incredibly valuable emotion that we're terrified of in our part of the culture. But it's important because if you don't have anger, you don't have boundaries. Anger is like the you know, you have boundaries are like the borders of a nation, right? That says, no, this is the limit. And if you come across this boundary, you have a military to back it up that says, no, this is the boundary, right? This is the border. And anger is the same way. If you don't have a military, or you're not willing to use your military, everybody's gonna walk all over you, which is exactly what we're fucking seeing in the West. Because we're so scared of anger that we're not willing to set a fucking boundary and set a border and say, this is our land. This is how we are inside. These are the values that we have. This is how we behave. Like, we're not willing to do that because we're so terrified of anger. And so anger is really helpful, because if you don't have access to your anger, then you're not going to be able to uphold any boundaries, and then you're going to be just like walked all over, and you're going to like, it's going to eat you up from the inside, and then you get cancer, and I don't know if you're going to get cancer, but like, you're going to get a state of disease inside of yourself, and that's going to manifest as a disease in some form of fashion. Like, that's how I believe it's wired. And so the problem is, when anger is suppressed, then it comes out as this like rage fit, right? And it becomes directed at people. I'm like, yeah. When it's really like the anger, think of it as like, when you have pent up anger, that's really anger at yourself for having allowed yourself to be violated. Now, maybe you were too young to really have a choice in it, but still, like, it's more helpful to think of it as anger towards yourself for having allowed the violation. But, and then that's why we want to get that anger out. Rah! Get it out in a safe environment so that now you can have easy access to it, so that when it's appropriate, the anger is there, not as something as, lashing. It doesn't have to be any of that stuff. It's just that it tells you, oh, something's wrong, and I need to, like, there's a trespass here, and I need to set a boundary. And you can do it in a very healthy, very mature, very respectful way when you have free access to your anger. But if you have a lot of buried anger, if you're scared of your anger, then you're going to get in trouble. So, like, this is incredibly helpful. And it's something that I see a lot of people struggling with. A lot of entrepreneurs struggle with, like, not being scared of their anger, being scared to go there, being scared to be in touch with it. And to me, it's like, there's so much of the drive. It's like, inside of each of us is the creative human life force. It's the life force in us that creates stuff, right? It makes little humans. It makes babies. It's like our sexuality. It creates art. It creates businesses. It creates, like, we imagine things in our thoughts, and then we create it in the real world. That is the creative life force. That is the thing that you know, AI is never going to have, which is why it's so crazy when they're like, oh, AI is much smarter than humans. Yes, if you limit humans to being like a tiny, tiny portion of who we are and what we're capable of, sure, AI is smarter than that. Like, just like like some digging machine, I forget what they're fucking called, but some digging machine is stronger than humans. Yeah, if you reduce humans to just being our muscular strength, then sure, it's better than humans. Like, you are always going to have machines that are better at than humans at specific individual things, but there's a reason why we still have like dudes on scooters delivering fucking, you know, Uber Eats, right? It's because, like, when it comes to the flexibility and like all that shit, like, nothing comes close. But, and that's not a good example of what I was talking about here, which is our ability to be creative, right? We're little gods that are able to imagine things and then make it real in the world. It's amazing. We're able to make babies. It's incredible. And that creative life force, if you suppress your anger, you also suppress your creative life force. It's part of that energy that wells up in you. It's fascinating because Napoleon Hill, I'm on a like Napoleon Hill deep dive right now, I read his Outwitting the Devil, which is fucking phenomenal. I just am reading now Law of Success, which is a tome. It's huge. I'm both reading it and listening to it. And it's massive, but it's so good. And he talks about how all of the top successful people that he interviewed are highly sexed. Highly sexed. So that they're very like sexual, they have strong sexual drive, which is very interesting because that as a man, right, that the anger too is very connected to that sexual drive. We're penetrating, we're taking, we're like all from a place of love, obviously, and not hurting or violating anybody, but that's our job in life. In sex is to be that powerful, and when we're not willing to do that, like really bad shit happens because that opens up a vacuum of leadership, of strength that goes missing. So lion mode, go fucking activate your lion mode. I came across this quote from Napoleon Hill. Where the hell did it go? I just had it before. Where did it go? I literally had it here before. Defeat is a most useful tonic and it should be accepted as such. And this quote was really, I think we're going to do a whole episode on that, but that quote really stuck with me as like when you suffer defeat and you then go and use that as a way to find your inner strength, that's amazing. Because you don't know what you have in you. You don't know what you have inside of you, what you're capable of, until you uncover it and bring it out. So do that. There's so much there. Yeah, I was talking to my team about it, and one of the things they mentioned was like, when you find that you have another gear, David Goggins talks about when you think that you're done, you're only at max 40%. You have at least as much and then half as much inside of you that hasn't come out yet, right? So you have way more in you than you realize. You can go 2.5 times as fast, as strong, as far, exert yourself 2.5 times more than your mind thinks that you can. Like, you're capable of so much more, and lion mode is a way to really activate that inside of you. You have no idea who you are or what you're capable of. There's so much more about it, in you than you realize. And sometimes I love the gym, the workouts, because that's an area where we can sometimes really discover it. When we choose to not just dabble through the thing, but we choose to really lean into it, really go deep, really find that, like, power inside and bring it all out. That is incredible. And the gym is an area where you kind of can do that. I was at Funnel Hacking Live. I was literally in the gym doing PAFI, and I was just like, rah, rah, and I was alone. It was amazing. It was like at night. And I have a video I can show some other day, but it's like, I was just like, rah. Actually, let me see if I can find it now. It might be fun to share. We're going to have to dig back a little bit. I send it to Beth. I was like, lion mode activated. She's like, I'm here for it. That kid's amazing. It was really cool. It was just like, you know, when you're just like, yeah, it was just that feeling of like, I fucking had it. Like, and it's a good fucking feeling. Let me see if I can find it. Let me see if this is it. No, that wasn't it. All right, here. I think this is the one. Where it's just like, finally. I'm going to share it with you. I don't know if this is going to translate. I don't know if the audio is going to... I think there's something with the system audio, so you might actually not get the audio, which makes it less fun. Thunderbolt movie. Okay, let's see if that works. I'm going to try it here. I wish there was like a way to hide the sidebar. Anyway, there's not. Let's screw it. All right. See here.
Ah, all this drama bullshit is bringing the lion out of me. Ah! 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 Ah!
just playing with it, right? It's fun. It's fun. Like play with it. Go there, right? See what you find inside. I think you're. I think you'll be surprised by who you find when you start going there, and be prepared for a lot of emotions to come up. There might be tears, suffering, pain. Like, we all have so much buried emotion stored inside of us, and it's just a matter of like slowly unpeeling the layers. It takes years, but it's so worth doing. Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. It's a book that I read years ago. It's fantastic. But that phrase, feelings buried alive never die, unless you're constantly unpeeling layers of emotion that have been stored, then you're just like building on top of old garbage. You want to get that shit out. Get that shit out. This is a good way to do it. So go activate your lion mode. Thanks for watching. Appreciate you. Much love. Bye.